All of these holiday rentals are on illegal Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. I can't show you the photos for legal reasons, but I can show you the listings.
It says here, situated on the edge of the desert with open clear views of the hills where no one has set foot. But that's not true, because Palestinians have been living in this area for generations. But the reason you probably won't see Palestinians here is because they've been violently forced off their land. But if you're booking a holiday here, you might never know. This is Tekoa, just south of the Palestinian city of Bethlehem. It's in an area known for its natural beauty, organic farms, nature reserve, and national park. So it's unsurprising that it has so many Airbnb listings. But the thing is, Palestinians can't book holidays here, even though it's on Palestinian territory. In fact, Palestinians are forbidden from setting foot in Tekoa without a permit, except in rare circumstances, because Tekoa is an Israeli settlement, one which is illegal under international law. Across the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, there are 321 properties listed on Airbnb in illegal Israeli settlements, and 26 hotels on Booking.com. In fact, a third of all Airbnbs in the West Bank are in Israeli settlements. These holiday rentals often tout their close proximity to historical and religious sites. But a history that you won't read about in their listing descriptions is that the West Bank has been under the control of occupying Israeli forces since 1967. Or that this control means authority over trade, travel, and the everyday lives of 2.5 million Palestinians who live there. Most Palestinians have been squeezed into small urban enclaves, where they have limited self-rule. These areas make up less than 20% of the West Bank. Under cover of this strict Israeli security control, Jewish settlements have spread throughout the territory, frequently using armed force to take land from Palestinians, an act described as a war crime by the UN. The Israeli government has actively supported these settlements, which has helped to tighten its grip over the land and prevent the possibility of a future Palestinian state.
Welcome back to BBC News. Well, in the last few minutes, the UN's top court, the International Court of Justice, has delivered an advisory opinion outlining that Israel's settlement of Palestinian territories are in breach of international law. Now,
In July 2024, the International Court of Justice ordered Israel to cease all new settlement activity and end its occupation of Palestinian territory.
The court considered that these policies and practices amount to annexation of large parts of the occupied Palestinian territory.
However, Israel ignored this order, while Israeli settlers accelerated their land seizures. Since the 2023 Gaza war began, violence has increased significantly in the West Bank, as well as the number of Palestinian properties being destroyed. Tekoa is the settlement that has expanded the most, growing by 4,500 acres since October 2023, and is now home to more than 4,000 Israeli settlers. This expansion has been facilitated by the forced displacement of small Palestinian farming communities in the surrounding areas. Tekoa also has the highest number of Airbnb listings in the West Bank, outside of East Jerusalem. In its defence, Airbnb says that since 2019, it has donated all profits generated from host activity in the West Bank to an international non-profit. But critics say that doing business in these areas normalises and provides revenue for these settlements. Support which has landed Airbnb on the boycott, divestment and sanctions movements list of international companies complicit with Israeli violations of Palestinian rights. Booking.com says it's not its place to decide where someone can and cannot travel. Nevertheless, the company is currently the subject of a Dutch legal case, which accuses it of profiting from war crimes by facilitating the rental of vacation homes on land stolen from the indigenous Palestinian population. And there's another impact of two of the world's biggest holiday companies doing business here. Israel's policy of exploiting the West Bank for international tourism de-develops the Palestinian tourism industry. Only 0.3% of licensed tour guides permitted to lead tours in Israel and the West Bank are Palestinians, despite nearly 40% of tourist sites visited by international tourists to Israel in 2014 being located in occupied Palestinian territory. Thanks for watching. If you like videos like this about how our consumer habits are connected to global politics, You can check out a video I made about how the batteries in our phones are contributing to conflict in Central Africa. Please support us by liking and sharing the video, and if you haven't done so already, don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you next time.